A dream is an energy that overcomes adversity. Genesis, chapter 31, verses 10 to 13. Let us turn to a book of Genesis, chapter 31, verses 10 to 13. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, "Jacob," I answered, "here I'm," and he said, "Look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once, and go back to your native land." This is a real story. A young person, who was 29 years of age, had a car accident and was in coma. He was sent to a hospital and he stayed there for a year. A doctor told him that he would not be able to recover at all, and his family also gave up on him. But there was a new nurse that started work at that hospital. Her name was Soojung Kim. She always whispered into his ear. But one day, this young man miraculously began to get better and better, and 1 month later, he was discharged from hospital. Later this young man had a visit to a hospital and shared his story. "After my accident, I was in coma so I could not even move a finger at all. But I could hear everything people talked about. I heard my mother's depressing cries, I heard the jokes of the nurses, I heard the voice of a doctor, who said that I would not be able to recover. Everything was depressing. But from a point of time, a voice of hope began to whisper into my ear. Whenever I tried to give up on my life, when I lost hope, there was this voice that was heard. Because of that voice, I began to have hope and I could live." She said, "This is a time to have a meal. You are given porridge. Please do not be surprised. Please recover as soon as possible with this medicine I am giving you. I will turn you around so that you will lie on the other side, so that you would not have pressure sore. I am sure you will be able to recover and get up again." Because of her hopeful voice, he began to have courage and hope. He could not speak himself, but he answered in his heart, "I thank you. I will make sure that I get up for sure. And after I get out of hospital, I will surely come and say thank you in person." I tried to keep that promise in my heart, and made an effort to do so. And as promised, he got up. Hope and dreams about getting up motivated him to get up again. "Please get well soon as possible." A message of hope from a nurse became an energy that enabled him to get up again. That is right. A dream enables us to overcome obstacles. This gives us energy, like a miracle. Faith is about having dreams, holding onto a rope of hope, and fixing our eyes on God. Winston Churchill said that he lived his life with this motto in his heart: "When you are in a difficult situation, do not run away from it. When an unwanted difficulty comes, when this difficulty tries to ruin my life like a thief, what we need then is hope." Whatever difficulties he or she may be facing, a person that has dreams never gives up nor gets discouraged. People that did great work in the past are the ones that won battles against painful reality. Mother Teresa put up with the pain caused by chronic headache all her life and shared peace and love to the humanity. Pascal put up with the pain in his body, which he began to have since he was a young man, and left a famous piece, Pensées. Beethoven, even though he had hearing disability, in pain, he composed a true classic. As we live our lives, there is no life that has no obstacle. Like there are a lot of big and small waves in a sea at all times, our lives are exactly the same. But if we do not give up on having a dream, we are able to see a new future. A dream is a promise of future, and this becomes an energy that would enable us to overcome obstacles. In our passage today, Jacob was like that. A dream of Jacob was about having a new destiny. From a status of a servant, his status has changed to an owner. After he obtained a right as a firstborn, his elder brother chased after him to kill him. So Jacob fled away to his uncle's house. To have Rachel that he loved, he spent 14 years of time, he worked hard for it, paid price, and for 6 years, he put up with coldness. He was successful after all. But Jacob never ever said that he is having a difficulty. He never said that he was having a hard time. He never was depressed. It was because he had dreams in his heart. A dream promises a future. There is power that overcomes obstacles. I hope you will also not give up on having dreams in any kind of situations. We get to learn three things through the dreams of Jacob. First of all, a dream became an energy that enabled him to wait for tomorrow. Genesis, chapter 29, verse 20 says, "So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her." Genesis chapter 29 is a love story of Jacob. Jacob loved Rachel, a second daughter of his uncle. Verse 18 says, "Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, 'I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter Rachel.'" Jacob worked hard for 7 years but never said that he is having a hard time. It is because he had a dream that enabled him to wait for his woman that he in love with. Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. To gain a woman that he was in love with, he did not get paid for the work he derived, and regarded 7 years of time as a few days. 7 years of time have passed like a few days. This is power of love. Because he loved Rachel, he was happy to work. Because he had a dream of meeting a woman that he was in love with, he was happy in the time of waiting. Time that we meet with a person that we love is not the time that we get bored. We never get bored during the time we meet the people we love. Do you know what an equation of love is? A person that was loved is happy, but in an actual sense, a person that loves is happier. Rachel that was being loved was happy, but Jacob that loved her was happier. This is an equation of love. He had a dream that a woman that he loves will become his wife if he waits for 7 years, so these 7 years have passed like a few days. When a promised date came, they had a party. On the first night, her father deceivingly sent Rachel's sister Leah instead of Rachel. When Jacob saw her in the morning, the woman was not Rachel that he was in love with. Jacob asked his uncle, "Why have you broken the promise?" His uncle deceivingly answered him by saying that it is a custom in his area that no younger sibling gets married earlier than the older sibling. But Jacob did not give up. Chapter 29, verse 30 says, "Jacob lay with Rachel also, and he loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked for Laban another 7 years." Jacob promised to Laban that he will work for him for another 7 years for Rachel. Jacob worked for free for 14 years and waited for Rachel. I do not think that there would be no other love like this that is as deep as this. Even though he waited for Rachel for 14 years, he was happy during that time of waiting. We can see Jacob that was happy. It is because he had a dream of meeting his love Rachel. A dream is hope of tomorrow. Love makes a person to be addicted. Our friend got engaged and went away to serve his military service long time ago. One day, his fiancé came to see him. To be seen as a more handsome person, he ironed his clothes and borrowed his colleague's soldier's boots. He met his fiancé and walked for a few hours together. When the time for him to go into the army again was reached, they turned around from each other. From that time onwards, he could not even move a step. He sat down on the ground and took away his books. His front toes were all taken out and his heels were all scarred. His feet were all blood-stained. But he never knew or felt that his feet were in pain while he was walking together with his loved fiancée. After he sent her away, he could not even move a step forward. Love is like an addiction, like a drug. I actually find it hard to understand what young people are like when it comes to love. If they have been together for 100 days, they call it a great love and they congratulate each other for their 100 days anniversary. They meet easily and also break up easily as well. Love is like a large brass pot in that sense. It seems that it gets heated, boiled up easily and gets cooled down easily as well. Have a look at Love of Do-ryung Lee and Chun-hyang, which is one of our Korean folk tales. In extreme hardship, they did not change their hearts for each other at all. They were faithful to each other and waited for each other. It is a story of noble love. How beautiful is this love? It is because they trust the ones that they love. So they make sacrifices and wait. A person that has a dream never fears about obstacles. It is because this person has a dream of tomorrow. Do you have a dream in your hearts? Wait and put up with the obstacles like Jacob. Do you have an obstacle? Do not be afraid and get over it. A dream of Jacob was about looking at the promises of God. Let us read Genesis, chapter 31, verses 11 to 13. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once, and go back to your native land. Look up. Let us read verse 12 together. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. God said to Jacob, look up. It is about looking at the aim, goal. It was not a vague, mere dream but a dream that has a promise of God. Therefore, a dream is looking at the promise of God. A person that has dreams looks ahead. It is because hope is there. A person that does not look up is a person that does not have dreams. A person without a dream is a person that has no goal in life. A person that does not have a goal does not have a direction. A dream is a goal and hope of becoming something before we actually become like that. A person that has dreams always talks about future and looks ahead in his or her life. Jesus as well told us to look at the bird that flies, not the bird that dozes on a tree branch. In our main passage today tells a story of a Jacob. When Jacob set a price of his work with his uncle, they decided that if a street lamb gets born, then Laban would give this to Jacob. At that time, a lamb that was streaked was the one that was either ill or either with some form of deficiency. But Jacob trusted in the promise of God and looked at his dreams. God that makes impossible things possible, God that makes things to exist which do not exist, God that enables him to hope for which he would not be able to otherwise, Jacob trusted God that was with Abraham. From that day onwards, Jacob asked God for wisdom. God told him to make a poplar tree by the riverside, to be a streaked one. When the sheep was about to have its baby lamb, he took a healthy group of sheep to the riverside, and made them to mate there while looking at the tree, which has been peeled down like a streaked one. Amazingly, sheep that had baby sheep, while looking at this streaked tree, had streaked lambs and they were all healthy. This is a law of looking up. After 6 years have passed, amount of streaked lambs which Jacob had was greater in number than a number of sheep that his uncle had. This was not a mere coincidence. This was a blessing which God allowed Jacob to have. Chapter 31, verses 10 to 12 says, in breeding season I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. Chapter 31, verse 13 says, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once, and go back to your native land. A promise that God made to Jacob at Bethel became true. It was a promise God made when Jacob left his hometown and fell asleep near the field. It is God that surely keeps to the promise he made. A dream is about looking at the promise of God in a time of difficulty. A promise of God does not change. A promise God made to Jacob 20 years ago at Bethel became true. Like Jacob, let us trust in the promise of God and continue to look up to Him. Moses looked at Red Sea, that got divided from the tip of his staff. In a circumstance where he would not possibly be hopeful, Elijah hoped for the rain that would soak the land, which had been dry for 3 years and 6 months. He trusted God and knelt down before Him. In a situation where Abraham would not possibly be hopeful, he trusted the promise of God and looked up. In Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1-2 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." This is what the ancients were commended for. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. A dream is looking at the promise of God. A dream of a Jacob became true, as per the promise God made to him 20 years ago at Bethel. Right now, where are you looking at? Are you looking at people and getting disappointed? Are you only looking at the conditions you are in and getting depressed? Look up to God that calms the winds. Like Jacob, trust the promise of God and get through the difficulties. If we have dreams, we enjoy working hard, shedding sweat. Genesis, chapter 31, verses 40-41 says, "This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. Jacob trusted the promise of God and lived in an honest way. When his uncle said that Jacob stole his sheep, Jacob confessed like this. Verse 39 says, "I did not bring you animals torn by wild beasts, I bore the loss myself. And you demanded payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or night." Verse 40 says, "This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes." He said God has blessed him and rewarded him for it. That is right. Because Jacob worked hard to earn income in an honest way, he was confident. There are things that we need to learn from Jacob. Firstly, while he was working for his uncle, he did not act in a lazy way. Secondly, he did not work in a dishonest way. He was committed and loyal to his master. He was honest. This is a way for Christians to live. Your life at work should be like this. I will share a brief story with you all. There were two servants working for one master, and when 1 year has passed, it was their payday. But the owner asked them to work for him for one more night. The owner gave them a bundle of straw and asked them to weave together to make a thin line. One servant did exactly the way he was asked by his master. He obeyed. The other servant complained by saying the master is asking him to work even till the very last day. So he weaved a bundle of straw together in whatever way he liked. He did not weave it carefully and went to sleep. Next morning, the master showed them a pot, which was filled with coins. He told them to put as many coins in their threads and take them with them. A servant that obeyed to his master, who worked hard to weave them together, was able to take a lot of coins with him. On the other hand, a servant that kept on complaining and weaved them together as a thick line could not even put one coin through his line, as his line was too thick. He was asked to leave from his master as a result. That is right. Whatever it is, we need to learn to do things in a sincere, faithful way. The work of the Lord as well, we need to do it with a cheerful heart. Verses 40-41 say, "This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. He worked during the day and at night, but there was no mention that he was exhausted. It is because he was happy to do that and enjoyed working. Because he had a dream in his heart, he enjoyed shedding sweat and working hard towards meeting his goal. Blood and sweat as well as tears become hope of tomorrow. In fact, Jacob was a person of dream. Verse 41 says, "It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. During 14 years he worked for his uncle to have Rachel, he considered them as a few days. And for another 6 years, he worked hard. He spent 20 years at his uncle's house, which was a long time. 20 years of time that Jacob spent there was not a time wasted. We can see the hands of God, which are invisible, were with him at all times. Thus, Jacob was bold and he enjoyed his life during that time. There is a person that enjoys working for the Lord and there is a person that does it without a cheerful heart. If we do it without a willing heart, it becomes a labor. If we do it with a cheerful heart, it has been said that it is a mission. If there is a dream, then even though we are doing the same thing, we do not feel exhausted and fed up. The work we do becomes an enjoyable task. In contrast, if we do not have dreams, we get exhausted up pretty quickly. It is because there is no hope. God wants us to live with dreams in our lives. God is the one that gives us dreams. A person that has dreams, a church that has dreams, a nation that has dreams, have hope of tomorrow. Is there someone among you here that is depressed because of obstacles? Dreams overcome obstacles. The Bible says, people that have dreams prosper. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a dream becomes an energy that overcomes adversity. I hope that the dreams of Jacob would become your dreams. A dream that Jacob had allowed him to change his status from a servant to an owner. His destiny was turned around completely. Because he dreams, he enjoyed working hard. More than anything else, a dream of a Jacob became true in a continuous relationship with God. Would you like to see your dreams come true? Then set your life's priority on God. In general, faith is not about the relationship with you and me, but we need to know that it is about the relationship with God and me. When the relationship with God and me is correctly formed, it becomes a blessing. I pray in Jesus' name that we will be able to live in a correct relationship with God like Jacob and live a life of blessings. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.